James, J-A-M-E-S. She just wants to give her a shot. L-A-B-U-F-F, 10-15-58. Today is 11-7. James comes in today with a refill of his medication. His last blood work that was done in August showed his hemoglobin to be 7.2. He says, yes, there's an explanation. I just don't take my medication like I'm supposed to. We had a long discussion about diabetes. First, number one cause of limb loss in this country. Number two, number one cause of blindness. Number one cause of kidney failure. He says he will do better, and he will never stop taking his medication. But when he doesn't take his, when he is taking his medication, his blood sugar is fantastic. Unfortunately, he's been out of his medication now for a few days. Family history, coronary artery disease, hypertension, myocardial infarction. Social, where's the rest of these papers, man? There's no papers. Social. Social, social, social. He doesn't drink, he smokes. Good. He doesn't drink, but he does smoke. He owns a construction company. He's married. He's very active. His weight's 210, and he's gaining weight. I told him he needs to lose weight. He's gained 2 more pounds from last week. This is a review of system, but he has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or any other associated symptoms. Medication, let's make a medication list for this fellow. That's on a separate sheet of paper. So allergies, known under drug allergy. Then glipizide, 5 milligram BID, metformin, 1,000 milligram BID, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20-25 a day. Crestor, 40 milligram a day, fenofibrate, 160 Q daily, and amlodipine, 10 milligram daily. So medications, see list. Surgery, no recent surgery. Medical problems, hypergonadism, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, hypertension, cannot rule out sleep apnea. On exam, again, he's gained 2 pounds, 95% oxygen, 97.9, 16, 93, 147 over 72. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen, it's soft but obese neck, shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows pilledema, 1+. Number one, lose weight. Number two, take medication as prescribed. Number three, meds refilled. Number four, I call the prescriptions into pharmacy myself. Next number, I offered patient a evaluation of his organs, vascular and organ ultrasound to be done next visit at a discounted rate. He agrees and he'll get that done. Next time is check blood work in the next 3 months. Next time, hemoglobin A1C reason was explained to the patient and he knows not to ever stop his medication again. Next time is lose weight. Next time is he's been very reluctant to do anything about the possible sleep apnea. Most likely he does have sleep apnea. He says he wants to take care of that by losing weight. Next time his meds again were refilled. Next time he'll call us and let us know if there's any change in his condition. But we'll have blood work next visit, and then we'll do the we'll do his vascular evaluation at that time. Thank you.